Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Mem Beis. We're holding Mem Aleph Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom of the Amud. As you recall, yesterday we started a brand new perek talking about Ho'ish Mekadesh Boy U'Bishluchoy, and the focus of yesterday's daf was about the Hilchos Shlichus, and what's the Mokoy for Hilchos Shlichus Min HaTorah that a Shliach Shel Odom Kimoisai. And you'll recall the Gemara brought three Mekoyrois. One involved Gittin V'Kiddushin. Gittin, it says in the Pasuk, that after a person gives Chas V'Sholem a get to his wife, V'Kosev Lo Sefer Krisus V'Nosan B'Yodo V'Shilcha Mibeisa. It says V'Shilcha Loshen Shiluach, Loshen Shlichus. Even though that's talking about Gittin, the Gemara says, we learn V'Yotze V'Hoyse, Makesh Havayi L'Yitziya, that the same thing applies to Kiddushin. Then the Gemara initially thought that we also have a mokar by Hilchos Truma from the fact that it says in the Pasuk, Atem Gam Atem, that extra Gam. And eventually the Gemara said, no, that Gam Atem comes to tell you other halachas, not the halacha that we're talking about. What are we talking about, the Moshe? What other Gam Atem? So you recall shortly before the bottom of the Amud, Gemara says, Atem le Arisin, Atem le Shutvim, Atem le Apotropsin. So what does the Gam come to include? Gam comes to include Ma'atem b'nei bris, af shluchachem b'nei bris. That your shliach has to be one of the Jewish faith. A Gentile cannot be a shliach. Why couldn't you learn shlichus from Gamatem? So the Gemara said, you could, however, we can learn Truma from a combination of Gittin v'Kiddushin, which we just learned, and also from Kodshim. What's Kodshim? It says by the Korban Pesach, also a Pasuk, V'shachtu oisei kol kahal adas Yisrael b'nei aboyim. Ganz klar, Yisrael has to shech the Korban Pesach b'nei aboyim, which means on Erev Pesach. The Gemara says, is it possible? Is it possible? Ganz klar, Yisrael is going to shech each and every Jew. We all know that there is the Menuyim, means the Chaburais. We have one Chabur of 20, 30, 50 people, and one Shech, not everybody Shechs. So how does that work? Is the Chasimin, V'Shachtu Oisoi, that you can go and have one Shoichet Shechting for many people. And that's basically where we left off at the bottom of the Amud. Two Psukim, one by Gittin V'Yidushin, V'Shulchami Beisoi, and the second one, Legabe Shchitas Karm Pesach, V'Shachtu Oisei Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael Ben Aboyim, and Truma we learned from the other two together.
When we learned it, we had the hope of chanting. The method follow, by the way, is in the head. When we had the question there, whether you, they said to Asar or whatever it is, and the question whether they could appoint a Shlia to give the get, or if he the Paul said, to them, whether they then could appoint someone else, and it's a whole question of whether Shliach goes to Shliach or not. And here in the Gemara, it seemed like they were saying you can do that.
Yesterday's Gemara had that we learned from the fact that it says, V'sholchem Ibeisei twice, that a Shliach ois a Shliach. But that's getting off a little bit on a tangent. All we're talking about today is the fact that we concluded yesterday's Gemara that we have expressed psukim telling us the din of shliach shel adam kemoisai, both by gittin v'kiddushin, b'shulchan mibeisai, as well as by shchitas kodshim. Where does it say by shchitas kodshim? V'shachtu oisai kol kahal adas Yisrael ben raboy. We initially thought we had a third limud by truma from gam atem, and the Gemara said, no, truma I can learn from the other two, and I use gam atem to tell you my atem b'nei bris, af shluchan b'nei bris. That was basically the summary of yesterday. Now we come to four lines from the bottom of the Amud. Hanichl Rabbi Shua ben Korcha. That's all great according to Rabbi Shua ben Korcha. Who is Rabbi Shua ben Korcha? So if you go up to about a quarter down the Amud, it's a parallel to the Tosfos that begins. Ma legerishin chikain yeshnon choyl. You have that Tosfos, ma legerishin. So on the same line in the Gemara, you have the Amr B'Shum in Karcha, Minayin Sheshluchah Shel Adam Kemoise Shenema V'Shachtu Oisei Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael Bein Haboy. Very nice. Now getting back to our Gemara on the bottom, that's good according to B'Shum in Karcha. Eler B'Yoynis in the Mapik Leila Haikro L'Drash Achrinam Inolon. Rabbi Yonasan is going to use this pasuk of Vishachtu Oisai to tell us a totally different halacha. That being the case, what will be the source for Shluchai Shel Adam Kimoisai? Says Imara, Min Nolan, how do I know? Desanya. Who is this Rabbi Yonasan? Rabbi Yonasan, Oimim Menayim Shekol Yisrael Kulan Yoitzim. We're on to the top of Membeis Omid Aleph. Kulam Yoitzim Pesach Echot Shinema Vishachtu Oisai. This pasuk is telling us that theoretically, the entirety of Klal Yisrael, the millions and millions of Yidden that are living at the time of Erev Pesach, all could be Yoitzah with one carbon Pesach. How is that possible? One carbon Pesach? Says the top Rashi, this man, the Yomer of Yoitzah, holds that you don't even have to have an Achila B'Kizayis. Later on, the Gemara and the Rashi say, you don't have to have an achila at all. All you need that is ma'akib by carbon Pesach is rikas hadam. Just like any carbon. You want to have a kosher carbon, just make sure that the kahanim do the proper zrikas hadam. With the zrikas hadam, you have completed the carbon. Yes, there is a mitzvah to eat carbon Pesach, for sure. However, it's not ma'akib. You could theoretically have a situation where there's only one behemah available for millions of people, that's fine. Just bring the behemah carbon Pesach and your yoitz according to Rabbi Yonasan. Zokti mora v'shachtu oisa kol kahal adas yisrael ben arboim. V'chi kol hakol kulam shoichdim. How is it possible v'shachtu oisa kol kahal adas yisrael? V'al eini shoichet aleichot. We know that you shecht one behemah and you can supply food for maybe 50 people or maybe more. So, what's pshat? Like we just said, one Pesach is enough. If you look at the top, Rashi, even though it's physically impossible to have one Kezayis for every Jew in Klal Yisrael, how many Kezayisim do you have in one behemah? Maybe 1,000, maybe 2,000, maybe 5,000, but it's certainly not in the millions. It's not ma'akev. But it's not ma'akev. El is rikas adam l'churi. The only thing that's ma'akev is rikas adam. How do I know from this pasuk? Zok to Gemara, if that's the case, back to the Gemara, fourth, fifth line. Shliach b'kodshim in olay. How do I know the din of shliach shel adam kimoisa by kodshim, since we're using this pasuk to tell you that ganz klal Yisrael can be yoitza with one carbon Pesach? So the Gemara initially says, Minei, from the same pasuk. This pasuk can be a multitasker. Why? Because the pasuk says, Vishachtu oisoi. No, who is shechting it? Ganz Klal Yisrael is shechting one carbon Pesach. Remember, according to Rabbi Yonasan, the chiddush of this pasuk is that everybody in Klal Yisrael, millions and millions of people, can be yoitza with one carbon Pesach. So if each one can only be yoitza by shechting it himself, you'd have to have everybody in Klal Yisrael stand together and hold together the chalith to go and shecht the Karban Pesach, which of course is nonsense. That's impossible. You could theoretically have two or three or five people holding it simultaneously, but you can't have a million people holding the chalith simultaneously. So obviously, one person is going to shecht for all. Shoy? So you can learn from this pasuk both halachas. Halacha number one, that eating is not ma'akev, and therefore one carbon Pesach would be enough b'dieved for Klal Yisrael. And number two, that one person shechts for everyone. So learn minei. Says the Gemara, no, you can't learn minei. Minei means from this pasuk itself. So the Gemara, no, v'dil mishani hosam d'islei shutzis b'gavayu. The only time that we see from this pasuk that one can shecht for everybody else, that he himself has a chelik. Because remember, we're talking according to Rabbi Yonasan. Kodesh Rabbi Yonasan, theoretically, we're only shechting one carbon Pesach for everybody. So guess what? The Shoichet is part of that everybody. He is also having Hano'ah in shechting. And therefore, maybe the whole din of Shechita that we're talking about, that you can go and Shliach Shel Adam Kemoisai, that's Dafkin Islei Shutzis B'Gavayu, that you also have an interest in it. But if you're a totally disinterested individual and you're just doing it as a shliach, maybe not. So therefore, says the Gemara, L'chayra, I still don't have a raya of shliach shel adam kemoisa. Maybe only when he's a shtikel l'shotif. So it's my elamei hacha. You know what? I got a brand new pasuk to tell you. Shliach shel adam kimoisai by shchitas kochim. What does it say? V'yichu lehem ish selavais avois, selavois. Okay. So what do I see from that pasuk? That one person, yichu lehem ish, one person takes a seh, one shepsela, the beis avois for the whole family, selavois for the whole household, and they're all going to be menuyim on that Korban Pesach, and all of them are going to enjoy. Oh, so you see that one ish can take it, meaning that he's going to go and shecht it on behalf of everybody. The same kasha that we just asked a moment ago, the same pircha, we can ask here. The reason why one ish can go and take the set and shecht it on behalf of everybody, because he's part of the everybody. I want to bring a raya that you can have shliach shel adam kemoisei, even though the shliach has no shaychus, such as, for instance, in the case of the get or the kiddushin. Ha'ish mekadesh boi b'shluchay. The shliach is doing a favor. He's not getting any benefit from this shlichus. Maybe he's getting paid. But the point is that the substance of the shlichus has nothing to do with him. He's just doing it on behalf of somebody else as an agent. How do we know by Shechitas Kodshim, by Korban Pesach, that an agent can do it? Maybe only if he's a Shutif. Everyone came to a Kroy Lamali. Your point is a good point, but then you can say, both by the case of Shachtu Oisei Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael, and the parts of Yichulhem Ish Selvei Sovois, each one of them is telling us that one person can Shecht on behalf of everybody, and even though both cases are talking about Islei Shutzis B'Gavayu, but in Kain Trei Kroy Lamali, why would the Rebbeinu Shalom give us two psukim to tell us the same rule, the same law? Elam Kainim Ein Inyan LeHeichad Dishayich Dishayich Tenei Inyan LeHeichad Loi Shayich. This is like a teretz that we give often throughout Shas, that Im Ein Inyan LeZeh Tenei Inyan LeDover Acher. If you don't need a posik to tell you the Gabi Shutfis, because I already have a posik, the second person will come to tell you a case when he's not a shutif, that even if you're not a shutif, you're just a plain, simple agent, you can also go and be mekayim the inyan of Korban Pesach. Frankly more, Harmi boy leidek Rabbi Yitzchak, you're telling me I can use this second pasuk, v'yichu lehem ish selaveis oveis, to tell you shlich shul adam kemoisai, I need that pasuk for another drash. What happens if we want to put together a list of menuyim to go and bring the Korban Pesach, and the one that is in charge is a cotton? He's a 12-year-old, a very tichtiger, creative, talented young man, and he's the one that's buying the Korban Pesach, and he's the one that's going to go and be mezak on behalf of everybody. He might even shech the Korban Pesach for everybody, and he's going to say, I'm going to take care of it for everyone, and you'll be so happy, and da-da-dum, ba-ba-bum, ba-ba-bum. No. I learned from the pasuk of Yichulhem, Ish! Ish comes to tell you, V'loi ha-kotten. A kotten is excluded. He cannot be zoiche on behalf of everybody, because after all, he's a kotten. Even though, says Rashi, Isle shufis be-gavayu, this cotton himself has a portion of the Korban Pesach, because ketanim also have to be part of the menuyim. And that being the case, he is part of it. So I would think, meager that he's zoicha for himself, he could be zoicha for everybody else. Zok the posik, nein, ish zoicha v'leya cotton zoicha. So I need the posik to tell us that. I don't have an extra posik to tell you the din of shliach shel adam kimoisoi. Every morahahu, that din of ish zoicha v'leya cotton zoicha, that's me ish lefi ochloi nafke. There too I have a posik ish. What means ish lefi ochloi? Every monoi should go and sign up, and he should go and eat the amount of whatever he needs for he need. In other words, he should purchase for himself a minoi and for his family according to how much each one needs to eat. That's how much he should go and share in the Korban Pesach. So there too, the word ish is ish v'lei katan. So Zok to Gemara, I don't need that earlier pasuk to tell you ish v'lei katan. I can learn it from here. Zok to Vakati Niboyele, but I still need the pasuk to shoich tenesa pesach al hayochid, that you can go and shech the Korban Pesach for one person alone. What means for one person alone? Even though it says in the Torah that you're supposed to go and do it selaveis oveis selaboyes, You have menuyim, 10, 20, 50 people all join in Karban Pesach. What happens if you only have one person for Karban Pesach? All the other chaburais are full. One person comes in at the end and says, "Oy vevey, I forgot. I also want to be part of the Karban Pesach. Sorry, every chabur is full. Okay, so I'll bring my own Karban Pesach for myself." So, what do you learn? So you have this pasuk as well to go and tell you that you can check the Karban Pesach al hayochid. In other words, the ish lefi ochloi tochoisu. The word tochoisu is interpreted in Aramaic to mean to go and shecht. So ish lefi ochloi, from one individual, lefi ochloi, according to the amount that he needs to eat for Karban Pesach, tochoisu, you can go and shecht. Even though there's only one person, that's also good. So Zukti Mara, so I need this pasuk to go and tell you that limud, and therefore this limud is not extra to go and tell you the din of ish v'loi katan. And for Gemara, so v'lo k'man diyomer ain shech and there's a pesach ale yochid. He goes like the other man diyomer that said, no such thing. You want to go and check the Karban Pesach, there have to be at least two people. One person alone doesn't do the trick. Ah, so that being the case, I don't use the ish lefi ochloi to tell you the din of shechting Karban Pesach ale yochid. Rather, use the ish lefi ochloi to go and tell you ish v'loi katan. And that being the case, now I have two psukim which are telling us l'choyre the same halacha. Both the pasuk b'shachtu oisei kol kahal adas Yisrael and the pasuk v'yichulhem ish seleves avois. Each one of them tells us that shliach shal adam kimoisei. But the Gemara says, but maybe only in a case the islei shutves b'gavayu, because every time by Karban Pesach the shoichet also has a chelik in the Karban Pesach, says the Gemara, in Cain, what do I need two psukim for? Therefore, one pasuk will tell you, Lehecha de Shayach, where in fact he is part of the Chabura and where he is a Shutiv. And the second pasuk will tell you in a case when he's not a Shutiv, that if you just happen to be a stranger, you're a professional Shaykhid, and you're shechting for a whole bunch of Chaburas, that's fine, even though you have no Shutvis Bigavai. So with this, we have concluded this segment of today's Gemara, and now we see that we do in fact have psukim by Karban Pesach to tell you, shliach shel odom kimoisei. Frank Gemara, yes, Barry, you have a question.
Yeah, tonight's Yom Kippur, tomorrow we have all the avoda that's done by the Kohen Gadol on behalf of all B'nai Yisrael. Is there no better example of shlichus than that? Every morning and every evening is done through shlichus. All the avoda tomorrow is done through shlichus. Everybody has to go. We need it. I mean, the kohanim are shlichim gavoa, Yisrael, but your shlichus all over Kachem. Why are we only narrowly choosing to find it in Pesachim? We have all over the entire year. No greater example than Yom Kippur.
Well, that's an excellent question. Let's divide the question into two pieces. You're talking, number one, about Yom Kippur, and number two, you're talking about generally the avoda throughout the year. Taking the second question first, about the question of acting as shlichim throughout the year, you'll recall we had in the Gemara not too long ago that there's in fact a machloikis whether the kahanim have to be shluchi didon or shluchi d'rachmana. If you hold it the shluchi, what's the nafkamin al halacha? If a person happens to be nodur hanoah from a koyin, if he happens to be my koyin doing the work for me, then I see from that I can't have a hanoah from him. I have to have another koyin. If, however, he's shluchi rachmana, he's not doing it for me. He's doing it for the Rebbeinu Shalom. They have nothing to do with me. Now, that too, what's the makar? So if you go and tell me that it's shluchi rachmana, then you don't need a pasuk to tell you shlich to Adam Kemaisai, because in fact he's not my shlich. He's a Kadosh Baruch Hu shlich. Kadosh Baruch Hu empowered him in the Torah to do all the avodah. So that is the shlichus, but it's not a shlich for a person, for an individual, that you would say shlich to Adam Kemaisai. What do you do about the other man, the Yom, that holds that he in fact is shlich didan? So presumably he learns it from either a separate pasuk, or he learns it from the psukim that we have in that we've just been quoting for the last couple of days, yesterday and today. And that is either from Gittin Gerishin, Gittin and Kiddushin, or from Truma, or from Shechitas Karban Pesach. But if you hold it Shlucha D'Rachmana, then you don't need a Pasuk for that. As far as the Kohen Gadol doing the Avodah tomorrow in Yom Kippur, that's Kohen Gadol's job. He's not doing it. I mean, ultimately, Klal Yisrael is getting a benefit, but it's not that you and I and everybody else on the Zoom and everybody else in Klal Yisrael has to bring these kabbanas. Only the Kohen Gadol brings these kabbanas. Yes, ultimately we have the benefit. Klal Yisrael has the benefit, but it's not as he's doing it a shliach for me or shliach for you. He's doing it because the Rebbeinu Shel Olam empowered and authorized him and commanded the Kohen Gadol to do X, Y, and Z on Yom Kippur. Okay? Anyway, getting back to our Gemara now. Zokti Gemara Vayter. The Elohod, the Omer of Gidl Amarav. We're almost halfway down the Omid. Minayin l'shtuchah shel Adam k'mois. I have another limud. What's this other limud? Shenemar. V'nosi echa, nosi echa mimata. What is this referring to? This is referring to the division of the land. In fact, if you have the Torah or HaShalem, you'll see it's talking expressly about Nachlois in Eretz Yisrael at the times of Yeshua ben Nun. V'nosi echa, nosi echa mimata tikochu, or tikchu, lin choyl es ha'aretz. Take one nosi from each mata, lin choyl, to go and split up the nachlis in Eretz Yisrael. No, obviously they're doing it on behalf of Klal Yisrael. So the Gemara says, isn't that considered to be a makar sheshlucha shel adam kemoisei? So the Gemara, typically shlichus mehacha, I have now a new source of shlich shel adam kemoisei. Frey Gemara, that doesn't sound right. V'tizbra, d'hashlichusu. Some of the Nachlis and Eretz Yisrael were given to Ketanim. In other words, unfortunately their parents had passed away, especially the father. They're getting a Nachlis and Eretz Yisrael because of their avos, either those that left Mitzrayim or those that were supposed to go into Eretz Yisrael. We'll learn more about that in Mirchem and Masechtas Bava Basra, how they divided up the land. But the point is, some of those that were that after 14 years in Eretz Yisrael were getting a Nachla, were Ketanim. And if they were Ketanim, then how could they go and appoint a Shliach, the Nosi Echad, Nosi Echad? They don't have the Koyach of Minui Shlichus. So it's Konish Zayin that Nosi Echad is telling us the din of Shlichus. But rather, what is it telling us? The previous Gemara was also Rav Gidl Amar Rav. And now we're having Rav Barav Huna in the name of Rav Gidl Amar Rav. Could be that Rav Gidl Amar Rav changed their minds based on our Gemara. Can be shlichas. They're ketanim involved. Or it could be that Rav Barav Huna had a different version of what Rav Gidl Amar Rav said. But what did he say? How do you know that you can be zoich with someone even if he's not present? Shenema v'nosi echa nosi echad. Now what do you see from this pasuk? Even though he's not present. So Rashi says, once again, because since the Nesiim gave a portion of the land to Ketanim, so Ketanim, even if they were present at the time of the Chalukah, in other words, there's presumably this large boardroom where they decided on how to split up the land. If somebody, please, Rafael, please put yourself on mute, because we hear some background noise here. Zokti Yimara, even if the Ketanim were present, says Rashi, it's as if they were not there. Why is it as if they're not there? Because, you know, Lab B'nai Deinin, we're talking about Tana. So how could you go and give them a chelik through a schus? Zochel Anim Shloi B'fanav. In fact, this would be the makar of the halacha of Zochel Anim Shloi B'fanav. Frey Timar V'tizbra. On this too I have a kasha. Schusi. How do you say that every nachla is a schus? Ha'choy v'nami ikka. It could very well be that there's a choy as well. Some people would prefer having an estate or farmland or whatever on the mountain. They like the mountain because it's more breezy, you can see the scenery. But he would not want to have a portion in the valley. Other people like the valley better because there it's more moist, for it will be fertile farmland, and it's warmer down below. And he's not happy with the mountain. So it's not just schusim, it's also choyvois. Says Yimar, well, you know what? You got a good point. And therefore, we have yet a third version of Rav Gidl Amar Rav, V'alikira Rova Baravuna, the Omer Rova Baravuna, Omer Rav Gidl Amar Rav, not not that we learned the din of shlichus shel adam kemoisai, not that we learned the din of zachal adam shel befanav, but rather minay li yisaimim shebo lachli benichsi avien shebezin ma'amidim lehem apotropis lachoy velizchus. What happens if you have a young yisaimim lach who Nebuch the father passed away, and now you have to do a division of the nachla? You could have multiple kids. There are a lot of lands, a lot of businesses, and you got to split it up. But these kids, unfortunately, don't have enough seichel, enough deah, because they are still ketanim. So what do you do? So the bezin can be mamet an apotropos. Apotropos, as you know, is a guardian or a trustee, etc. And he's going to be in charge. L'choiv v'lizchais. Frank Timor, l'choiv? L'choiv amai? Why would you go and appoint someone to do a choiv? Choiv obviously is bad. You only want to go and appoint an apotropos to do something which is good. Says my lechoyv almanas liskois. What means lechoyv almanas liskois? Rashi says that we're going to try our hardest as an apotropos to go and do everything lischus lischus lischus. But even if it turns out that we goof and we didn't do 100% lischus, someone unfortunately got a choiv as a result, that's also okay. How do I know? Tamaloi v'nasi echad mimatati kochu. That the Nesiim, when they divided up all the land, they did the best they could to give equal value to every individual. Although some people are not going to be happy. Some people say, you gave me this spot there in the valley, I would have preferred a mountain. The other person says, you gave me a mountain, how can I grow anything on top of the mountain? Everything is going to slide down, I prefer the valley. You'll never make everybody happy. So the point is, the Nesiim did whatever they could, lischois, even though some people won't be happy, and therefore it'll be lochov almanas lischois. That's what he's saying too. You go and appoint an apotropos. The apotropos does the best he can. Lochoy v'lischus. Lochoy v'lischus means his ambition, his mission is to do lischus, but it might turn out with 20/20 hindsight that what he did was lochoy for one of the assignment. What can you do? The Torah allows that, the Torah empowers them as long as the intentions are pure, even if somebody ultimately is not happy with his lot. That's your lot in life. The world is not a utopia. Anyway, bottom line is, we thought we had another mock of Shlish Shalom Kemoisei, says in Gemara, we do not. But since we got into this Yisoymim Shebo Lach, like, the Gemara now discusses this a bit. Omer Nachman HaMishmul. Yisoyim shebo lachlik benichse avien. You have Yisoyim that want to go and split up the nachla of their father. And you're talking about young kids that do not have enough deya. What do you do? Bezem amin lehem apotropos ubar lehem chelik yofer. Like we had in the Gemara a moment ago, the Bezem appointed apotropos, and apotropos does his best job to go and give each one a chelik yofer. Rashi says, l'chol echad yofer lezeh. The Yofa Lazeth. He does his best to try to give everybody a fair share of the best that you have. Obviously, some properties may be better, some may be worse. He's going to do the best job that he can to give everybody the best possible. Okay. Now, continues on. The Higdilu. What happens once they become Gedolim? In other words, they become over Bar Mitzvah. And now they have Seichel. And now they look around and they say, oi, my brother Reuven got a much nicer chedek than me. And my brother Shimon got a much larger chedek than I do. And my brother Yisachar has here and there. And everybody has tanis. When's the last time people are happy? Always people have tanis. Okay, so after they get gdoilim yochel and limchois, they can go and protest and say, I am not happy with what you gave. So what is the Tanakhama saying? They are empowered to go back to Bezdin and say the apotropos did a poor job, we want to be moicha, and then the Bezdin will have to weigh and see whether they should go and make a change or not. Now this is what Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel. For Rav Nachman, Didei Omar, Rav Nachman on his own behalf disagreed. And he says, Emigdilu, Einem Yichaylem Nimchois. Once they become b'mitzvah, they cannot change the course of history. They're stuck with what the apotropos gave them originally. Why? Because if you're going to tell me that every single decision of this apotropos is up for appeal, then Every single bezin, every psak that they ever give, you'll always appeal and appeal and appeal and appeal, you know, ain't the double saif. Once the bezin appoints an apotropos, and you find that the apotropos had integrity and was honest, and he did the best he could, that's it, boys. You don't go and reinvent the wheel, you don't reconsider it years later. Says Rav Nachman, the reason is because otherwise, makoyach bezin yofa. Freiti Mara, does Rav Nachman really subscribe to makoyach bezin yofa? Or mi isle Rav Nachman imke makoyach bezin yofa? But tonight we have a Mishnah. What's the Mishnah? Shum hadiyonim, shepichsu shtus, oy hoy siru shtus. What is this referring to? So Rashi says it's referring to a malva veloiva situation, where the malva lent money to the loiva. And now the maturity date came and went, and the loiva is nowhere to be found. The loiva has made a pleita. He's run away. So now the malva says, but I'm out of pocket. Somebody's got to pay me. You know, I gave him a nice loan. When is he going to pay me back? So what the bezin can do is, they can go and attach his properties and take a property away from the loiva and hand it over to the malva. How do I know, however, what the value of the property is? The loan was $1,000 and the property may be worth $2,000, or maybe it's worth $500. So that's what we call shum hadayonim. Shum hadayonim means that the bezin goes either on their own or they appoint people that are going to do a shum. Shum means an appraisal to figure out how much this property is worth. And after they made their shum, their shumah, and they signed the dotted line on the American Appraisal Institute, signed the dotted line that this property is worth kach for kach, we're done. Okay, now what happens if the loiva comes back a year later and says, what? You took this property to pay off the halva? The halva was $1,000. This property is worth $5,000. You gypped me. So it says here in the Mishnah that shum hadiyonim shepichsu shtus oy hoy siru shtus. Shepichsu shtus means that they undervalued it by a sixth, or they overvalued it by a sixth. Mechron batel. The mechr is batel, and that's it. Nothing more. Mechr is batel. If you'd be so kind, one of you has your... you're not on mute. Please try to mute yourselves because there's some background noise. Thank you. Try to find the button on your machine. Oh, excellent. Perfect. So get back to the Gemara. So we have over here a machloikis in the Mishnah. Shuma diyanim. They made a mistake of a sixth, higher or lower. Says the Tanakama, mechron batel. You start all over again from scratch. You take back the property. You figure out how much it's worth. And then you make a reconciliation between the malv and the loyve. And that's it. Rav Shimon Gamliel, no, mechron kai. No, once the bezin issued its original shuma and they handed over the property from the loive to the malva, that's it, boys. Why? Because him came makoyach bezin yofa. Because otherwise, what koyach does bezin have? Every time that they'll issue a decision, they'll issue a psak, you'll come back and a motion for reconsideration, an appeal, you'll bring other experts. I mean, ain't the dover saif. Says the Gemara, therefore, says Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Mechr is kain, us imke makoyach bezin yofa. Now, remember a moment ago, Rav Nachman, in the case of the apotropos, with the assignment, he subscribed to the view that when the ktanim become gdoilim, einem yicholim limchoist imke makoyach bezin yofa. So you would assume that Rav Nachman, in this machloikis between the Tanakam and Rav Shimon Gamliel, he would side with Rav Shimon Gamliel, that in fact, if there was a mistake of a shtus higher or lower, then mechr and kayim, the mechr remains intact. Im kemach koyach bezin yofa. So shouldn't Rav Nachman paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel? Yet, the Omer Avunah Barchin Omer Rav Nachman, halochi derech achamim, that mechron is bottle, and we start from square one, and we start from scratch. Why? What about this halacha of imke makoyach bezin yofa? Is a stira Rav Nachman on Rav Nachman. Everyone like Asher, really there's no stira after all. Had tohu, had lo tohu. It all depends on what the aggrieved party, or at least the alleged aggrieved party, what is his grievance? Is it that the Bezdin made a toos, or is it that there was no toos? In the case of the Pichei Shtus, or Hoyser Shtus, the Bezdin made a mistake. Everybody acknowledges that the Shuma Dayanim was off at least by a sixth Pichei Shtus, or Yisir Shtus. In such a case, says the Tanakama, Mechron Batel, if there's a mistake, you gotta do it over again. Says Rav Nachman, I agree. There's a mistake, you gotta do it over again. But in the case of the Apotropos and the Yesoimim, says Gemara, there was no toes. The Apotropos did a great job. All of the properties were worth exactly the same based on the way he subdivided all the properties. And so therefore, in such a case, whatever the Bezdin did, the Bezdin's psak is final. Ah, you're asking if that's the case, idle to, if there was no mistake, why does the price even talk about, or why does Rav Nachman and Mishmul talk about going and being molche? What do they have to be molche? If he did a great job, the apotropos, they should be applauding. They should go and make an apotropos parade, going and praising the wonderful work of this apotropos. Well, what's the complaint that we're coming in front of Bezdin, Makoyech Bezdin Yofer? And for the Gemara, Chalim Limchois Beruchois. Ah, it turns out that one of these kids, who is now a Gadol, owns a property adjacent to one of the other properties that used to belong to their father. And when the Apotropos went and subdivided the properties, he was not aware of that. Or even if he was aware of that, it didn't make any difference to him. He just split it up according to the values. But it turns out that Reuven, who's one of the 12 children of Yaakov, says, one second, the property that you gave me is on the other side. I would prefer getting Shimon's property, which is right next to my property. If you have two properties adjacent to each other, then obviously the overhead expense is going to be so much less, because the same person who's plowing one field will plow the other. The same that's putting fertilizer will fertilize the other. The same person who's going to reap the field at the end and harvest it will do the two together. You could go and save so much expense. That's why he's being moicha. So I would think, oh, Apotropos, redo it. Said Rav Nachman, no. In this case, we do not redo it, since it was no mistake. Although one of the Yorshim may not be happy, there was no mistake. And therefore, in such a case, you say, Im Kain, Makoyech, Bezdin, Yofa, wherever the decision of the Apotropos was, remains intact. Now, since we started talking about this whole inyan of the apotropos and mistakes, we're going to get off a little bit on a tangent for the approximately half of this amud, and we're going to talk about inyanim that you normally find in Masechtas Bava Metzia. And then we're going to come back in Yetz Hashem to Shlichus and to Masechtas Kiddushin. So Zokti Ma'amar Rav Nachman, Ho'achin Shecholku Harihenke L'kuchais. When you have two brothers that split up an estate, they are considered to be like lekuchais. Lekuchais means as if they did a barter between two purchasers. In other words, Reuven says to Shimon, I'll take this property, you'll take that property. You'll take this property, I'll take that property. So it's that type of barter and exchange, which makes them both into lekuchais. Aha. So, achin shecholkari gelekuchais. Pochais mishtus, nikne mekach, yeso shtus, Bottle mekach. Shtus kono umachzer oino. So we all know the hilchos oino, the basic halacha of oino. That's, of course, we're going to have that in Perek Ezeu Neshech and Perek HaZohav in Masechtas Bava Metzia. But for our purposes, all we have to know is that there's a din of oino b'shtus. That means b'shtus, a sixth of the value of what was appraised. If you overcharge by a sixth, or you undercharge by a sixth, that's what's called oino'ah. And although there are machloikis in about virtually every detail that we're discussing, but the bottom line is, typically the halacha of oino'ah is that the mecher is kayim, but you have to return the amount of that sixth. So you went to the store and you bought a pound of apples, and or the 10 apples, it should have been a dollar, and he charged you $1.06 by mistake or whatever. So you keep the apples and you get back your 6 cents. It's not that you go and reverse the entire transaction. You keep the apples, that dollar, and as far as the 6 cents is concerned, you get that back as a refund. Or if you underpaid by 6 cents, then you have to add another 6 cents. But the original mekach is kayim. Ah. If, however, if it's more than a sixth, then the mekach is bottle, and then you give back the apples, and you're done, and you start from square one. You want to buy the apples, you negotiate the price, make sure that he gives you the right amount, the right price. That's if it's more than a sixth. Okay, so Zok Tigmar. And if it's less than a sixth, if it's less than a sixth, it's considered to be so insignificant that mekach kayim, and you just got to, you know, bite your lips and bite your pride that you weren't more careful. But that's the way it goes. So Omar Rav Nachman.
In the case where you go more than a sixth and you already ate an apple, how are you going to return it and do the transaction?
If you already ate the apple, that's a good question. In other words, it does it become irrevocable, or do you say we should still appraise it? If everybody agrees that it was 10 apples for a dollar, not weight, because weight, you can't weigh anymore if you ate it. But if it's 10 apples for a dollar, and he ate up one of the 10, and then he takes the receipt from the cash register, and it shows that he paid $1.06 instead of a dollar, and everybody agrees that he had 10 apples, and even though one of them was eaten, then he has to return the 6 cents. If there's a machlokis between the storekeeper and the purchaser as to whether in fact there were 10 apples, and he says, I don't believe you, I think there were 11 or there were 12, and I gave you a discount, then you could have a din tire. But we're talking about a situation, there's no question as to the goods and the amount and the weight and that and the value. The only problem that they see is that unfortunately he overcharged them, and at that overcharge you have to return the overcharge if it was exactly a sixth. So getting back to Gemara, sepochem mishtos nikne mekach. If it's less than a sixth, then you just eat your pride and you smile and you're upset, but that's the way it goes. You lost the 6 cents. Yes, so shutz is more than a sixth, bottle mekach, then the whole mekach is bottle, and you can negotiate the price once again. Give back the apples, give back your money, and you start from scratch. If it's a shtus, it's exactly a sixth, kona, you're koina the apples, or machsoino, and you gotta give back the 6 cents. Omer Rava, hod yamor and pochel mishtus nikne mekach leyamor and eladoy shav yishliach. That's only if you went to the store yourself, and you negotiated the price, and you brought back the apples, and you discover that you paid $1.06 instead of a dollar, you didn't appoint a shliach. Aval shav yishliach, if you appointed a shliach to go to the store on your behalf, and he is the one that messed up, Omar, then he can go and say to the shliach, litkunei shedaticha v'loy lavasi, I appointed you to go and do me a good favor, or to do a job on my behalf. I didn't go and appoint you to go and do an avla, lavasi means to go and do something negative to my position. I only appointed you to do something positive. If he did something negative, then you can go and say to the shliach, no good. That we said that more than a shtus, the mekach is bottle, that's when they did not agree in advance to an appraisal. If they agreed in advance that as far as these 10 apples are concerned, I cannot determine what their value is. I mean, apples would not be a good example because there's a market price for apples. Green apples, red apples, yellow apples, there's a market price. But what happens if you're talking about a form of metaltalin that does not have an easy over-the-counter market price? You find among your possessions old coins, you find an old gold watch, you find an old becher, whatever, where there's a, you have to appraise that if you want to know the real value. There's no real market for it. And so, how are you going to appraise it? So the mocher and the lokeach together said, we're going to go and bring it to the American Beis Din, the Beis Din of America, and they have excellent appraisers, and they'll appraise it for us, and whatever they decide. Ah, so Zok Tigmar, when do I say that if it's more than a shtus, bottle mekach, that's dafke if they did not go and say nifligon b'shuma de beidina, that we're going to split it based on the decision of the appraisal of the bezin. Avla Omen, Niflik, Meshum de Beidin, if they said we're going to work out the price based on the Shum of the Bezdin, Mecher and Kaim, then the Mecher is Kaim, even though there was a mistake of a shtus or more. Like the Gemara says it not. Shema diyonim shepichse shtus, or you see shtus, that they made a mistake of a sixth. Mechron batel. Ah, so our Gemara is holding at this point, this is Rava who's speaking, and Rava says that in a case where there was a mistake of a sixth based on the Shuma of Bezdin, Mechron kayam. Just like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds. And even though we said in the Omer Aleph, Omer of Nachman, he holds like the Tanna Kama, that the Mecher is bottle, says Rashi, Rava here on the Omer Beis respectfully disagrees with Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman paskin like the Tanna Kama, and he held Halachic Tivri Chachamim, and where the Chum hold Mecher and bottle, and you got to start all over again. If you have a faulty appraisal of the Dayanim, start again. Mechron bottle. Reb Shimon Gamliel hold Mechron Kayim. Says Rava, oh, I hold like Reb Shimon Gamliel that the Mechron is Kayim. And by the way, Yamon Shtus Kona Umachs Reino, that if you talk about exactly a Shtus, then you're Koin and you have to return the Aino. Layamon Elebe Metaltli. This whole halach of Aino only applies to Metaltli. Al Mekarkoi Ain Aino Lekarkois. Why is there no Aino Lekarkois? The reason is because in the pasuk that talks about Oino, it says that Kiyikach Mi. What's the lashon Rashi brings the pasuk over here? It says Oikonoi Miyad Amisecha Al Toinu Ishes Achiv. That when a person is selling Kisimcher Mecher Lamisecha Oikonoi Miyad Amisecha Al Toinu. Dash in the Gemara, it's got to be Dovra Nikna Miyad Liyad Konoi Miyad Amisecha. You can't go and take a field from somebody's hands. You can take metalkalin from somebody's hands. Therefore, the halacha of Aino only applies to metalkalin. It does not apply to karkois. Aha. Says Yimor Vaita, Umer karkoi lo yamorin el depolig bi'iluya. When do we say that there is no Aino by karkois? If the dispute between the two individuals is as to the value. Oh, it comes to value. Ain't Aino le karkois. If the machloik is between the mocher and the lokeach about a piece of property is the size of the property, meaning that they agreed to go and sell, let's say, 100 square feet, and now, after the mecher takes place, they measure it again, and the lokeach says, hey, I only got 98 square feet, I didn't get 100 square feet. So I would think, well, you know, ain't no le karkois, that's only in value. But if you're talking in measuring, if they measured the property incorrectly, avada, you can go and redo it. I didn't buy a 98 square foot property. I bought a 100 square foot property. So even in that case, you can redo it, because by mishchasa, then there is a din of a na. Anytime you're talking about something which is measured or weighed or counted, even if it's less than I know, then in other words, even less than the 6% that we were talking about, you can also have charata, because there you're entitled to get what you paid for. I bought 100 square foot, I didn't buy 99, I didn't buy 98. So you're entitled to get your money back or renegotiate the whole sale.
For clarification, I think you're saying that when I 6% shtut, it's 1/6, so it should be 15%.
Okay, I'm sorry. I appreciate you bringing that to my attention. That was my mistake, yes. A shtus is a sixth, and so therefore we kept speaking about $1.06. It's not really $1.06, it's $1.13 and change, right? A 13 and 2/3 or something like that. Right? 6 times 13 should come out too. No, 13
okay. 15 is 9, it's 6, 18, something like that.
So it's more.
The six is of the total amount.
That's
the principle, right?
It's a total. Yeah. That's milabaro milagav. Now you're getting into the details of the sechles bab metzia that goes through things like that. But you're right. Then it wouldn't be 13. It would be like 16, right?
But 16%
because
the third is 33, and the third you take a half of that at 15 plus.
Etc. So it's approximately 16%. Right, 6 times 16 is 96. Yeah, okay. Very good. I thank you for the correction, Yishakoyach, Bill. Anyway.
I don't understand. So Rav Nachman held like Rav Shimon.
Yeah.
Rav Nachman held like Rav Shimon.
You mean, when you say Rav Shimon Gamliel?
One second, my friend.
Please, Brother Shai, go back to the Omid Aleph. And we had on the bottom of the Omid that Rav Nachman did not hold like Rav Shimon Gamliel. He held like the Chacham. Right? Go back to the last three lines, where the Gemara brings Pichsushtos, Hesirushtos, Mechrim Botel. Rav Shimon Gamliel says Mechrim Kayim. Last line, Am Ravuna Barchina, Am Rav Nachman, Allah Kedib Chacham, I pass it like the Chacham, that Mechrim is Botel, not like Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Gemara asks the steer of Rav Nachman, the Gemara says Toh, Loito, etc. But in the case of a mistake, Rav Nachman passing like Divri Chachamim, Mechrim Batel, you redo it. Here on the Amud Beis, Rava Paskins, you do not redo it. And therefore Rashi says, that's a machlokes between Rava and Rav Nachman, whether you paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel or you paskin like the Chacham. Is good? If you no problem, everything is great. With this, we have concluded our foray into Hilchos Ayino and Mesechtas Bava Metzia, and now we get back to Hilchos Shlichus. Zokti Yimara halfway down. What the Gemara asks is, this halacha that we say that shluchay shel adam kemoisa, shlichay shel adam kemoisa, how far reaching is that? Is that not only when a person does something positive, or even when the person chas v'shalom does something negative like an aveira? And that's what the Gemara is going to deal with over the next few lines. Now we learned in the Mishnah, hashlechas ha-be'era. A be'era means a fire. He hands over a fire, bi'ad chay rishayt v'katan. Not a very smart thing to do. And the chay rishayt v'katan promptly took that fire and unfortunately burned down somebody else's field. That person, what he did, was wrong. However, he is not chay b'dinei adam. And the reason is because it's considered to be a groma ben izakin. He didn't do it. It was that cheshed v'katan that did it. So, cheshed v'katan has no money or they have no assets. Nobody, you can't talk to them. They're potter from everything, the cheshed v'katan. But he's chay b'din shemayim, he shouldn't have done it. Okay. The focus is not on that halacha. The focus is on the second halacha. Shilch biyad pikeach. If you have pikeach number one, giving a fire over to the hands of pikeach number two, and that pikeach number two takes the fire and burns down somebody else's property, pikeach chayov, the shliach is chayov, not the mishaleach. Just like the shluch shalom kimoisai to give a get, to go mimekadosh seisha, to go and shecht, to go and give truma, why don't you say shliach shalom kimoisai here too? That the mishaleach should be chayev because the pikeach burned down the other guy's property. Every marshani awesome day in shliach ledvar aveira. Oh, famous rule, ain't shliach ledvar aveira, diomri and divri arava, divri atalmid, divri mishamim. After all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't be mazik somebody else. This person that gave him the fire said, yes, be mazik somebody else. Who are you supposed to listen to? You're supposed to listen to the Rabbeinu Shlomim, or you're supposed to listen to your friend that gave you the fire to go and burn down? The Vishteitzach, he listened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore we have a rule, Ein Shlich Lidvar Aveir. And that's why, in the case of the Pikeach is Chayiv, and the Mishaleach will be Potter. Frey to Yomara, is that really true? Vodasanya, didn't we learn? I think on the side, the Bach changes Vodatnan. Yeah, but now we have a Mishnah. Shliach shaloi osa shlichusa shliach mo'al, osa shlichusa balabayis mo'al. Here we're talking about Hilchos Me'ila. Me'ila, we're dealing with Kodshim. Or, Rashi says, we're talking about Lemushal Mo'is Hegdish. If you have a person that had Mo'is Hegdish, and here we're talking about bringing a korban Asham Me'ilois, which means that he did it b'shoigeg, what happens if the individual gave Mo'is Hegdish by mistake to a shliach, and he said, please go to the grocery store and pick up 10 apples. And the guy brought back the 10 apples. Then he was a shliach she'osa shlichusai. What happens if he comes back and says, I don't like apples. I instead brought back a bag of oranges. So that's a shlich shlei osa shlich usai. Now, taking the mois hegdish and using it for a dover choyl, that's called a din of me'ila. By the way, you're not going to be moil side the mezit side b'shoyig. But you bring the carbon asham me'ilois if you were moil b'shoyig. So what happened over here? There's no question that the Mishaleach forgot and didn't realize that these mois are mois hegdish. There's no question that the shliach had no idea that these mois are mois hegdish. It wasn't his money. He just took the money that was given to him by the Mishaleach. What happens now? If the shliach shlei also shlichusai, he didn't listen to the Mishaleach. He did his own thing. Then shliach mo, then the shliach is moil behegdish. Even though he didn't know that it was mois hegdish, but he's moil because he didn't do the shlichus of the Mishaleach. He decided to go off on his own. Instead of buying the apples, he bought oranges. And therefore, shliach mo'al, the shliach is moil behegdish, he'll have to go and bring the carbon asham me'ilos. However, also shlichusai, if he followed exactly what the balabayas did, see, he's nebuch an oinis. Oinis rachmona patre, what was he supposed to? He didn't know this was moil behegdish, how was he supposed to know? Then balabayas mo'al. Then the balabayas is one that's moil, and the balabas is the one that's going to have to bring the carbon asham me'ilos. Okay, it's a logical halacha, but the question is, didn't we say a moment ago that ein shliach ledvar aveira? So why in the case where osa shlichusai, if he followed the balabayas' instructions and bought the 10 apples with this mois hegdish, ki osa shlichusai de bal habayas mo'al? Frey ti yamora, why? Balabayas mi amo'al amai? Neime ein shliach ledvar aveira. Meaning, that the Balabai should be able to say, why'd you listen to me? You gotta listen to Rabbi Yishalayla. So, Timor Hashan and Me'ila, Diyal V'chet Chet Mitruma, Me'ila is an exception to the rule. Normally, Ein Shlich Ledvar Aveira. But when it comes to Me'ila, Yei Shlich Ledvar Aveira, if you follow the instructions of the Balabas. How do I know? Because I learned from Chet Chet Mitruma. Now, where does it say Chet Chet Mitruma? So Rashi brings the two psukim. We have a pasuk in Me'ila, it says, V'chota bishkoga mikodshe Hashem, a shoyeg. What do you do? You have to go and bring your carbon asham me'ilites. And by truma, it says, V'lo yisu olav chait, barimchoy es chelboy mimenu. So it says the word chait. So here it says chait, v'chota bishkoga. There it says, V'lo yisu olav chait, 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 mitruma, ma truma mishav shliach. By truma, you can go and appoint a shliach to be made him, to be mafresh the truma. That's what we learned yesterday. Initially, we wanted to learn it from the pasuk Gam Atem. Subsequently, the Gemara said we could learn it from a Binyan Av, from Gittin together with Kodshim. But Lamaisa Matrum Mishav Shliach Av Meila Mishav Shliach. Okay, so that's simple. That's good. And now we're also learning from that there's a Shliach Ledvar Aveira. That if the Shliach goofed and he did the wrong thing, sorry. In this case, whatever you do goes back to the Mishaleach, and therefore the Balabayas Mo'al. Frank Dimar Venev Mina. You know, this is such a nice limud. Why don't we learn Lekola Toira Kula that Yesh Shliach Lidvar Aveira, just like we're saying by the case of Me'ila. And for I'll tell you why. I have two cases of a shliach ledvar aveira where I say yesh shliach ledvar aveira. One is by me'ila. I learned chet chet mitruma. But there's another case too, and that's a case of shlichus yad. What's the case of shlichus yad? Me'ila had yamar. Me'ila we just learned that we learned chet chet mitruma. Shlichus yad ma'hi. The sign we learned in the brayso says the pasuk I'll call dvar pesha. Al Chamor, Al Shor, Al Se, Al Salma, Kol Aveda. What is this talking about? This is talking about a situation where someone is a shomer of a pikodoin, something that he's holding onto. And now the person who owns it comes and says, hey, give me back my pikodoin. And he denies it. And he was a shomer chinam. Now the question is, what happens now? So, what happens, for instance, if this pikodin, I said he denied it, He didn't really deny it. We're talking about that this pikadon, for instance, was stolen, or there was some sort of oinis where there was an earthquake and the whole pikadon got swallowed up in the earth together with koirach v'chol adosai. What happens now? Since it's an oinis, he's going to have to go and make a shvua that it was an oinis. But besides that, the Torah tells us that he has to make a shvua that he was not shaleach boy yad. What means shaleach boy yad? What happens if prior to this oinis, the shomer hapikadon had taken the pikadon for himself, had no intention of giving it back to the mishaleach, to the owner, to the balabas of the pikadon, and it just so happens that there was an oinis subsequently. Because of the fact that he was shaleach yad, then we say that he would be chayiv even if there was an oinis subsequently. Because after all, he stole it. He took it. So he's got to go and pay. So now we have machlokes between Beishamah and Beisil, how to interpret the following pasuk. Tisanya, al kol dvar pesha. What is the lashon al kol dvar pesha? So of course the word dvar sounds like the word dibur. Beishami omam l'chayiv al machshove kimaisa. That if the shomer didn't actually take it in hand and say, I'm taking it for myself and I'm stealing it from the owner, but rather he had a machshava, or like the Gemara uses the term, like the Torah uses the term dvar, he made a dibur, he said, bepemole, I'm taking this, but he didn't actually take it yet. Let's make an easy case. The pikadon was a watch, and the shomer says, you know, I like that watch. Tells good time, it's pretty, it's nice, it's handsome, I want to go and use it. If he actually picked it up to go and put on his hand to go and use for himself, and then there was some sort of oinis, you had a ganav came and said, your money or your life, and he stole the watch from him, or there was an earthquake, or any type of situation, geneva, or an oinis of an earthquake, we're talking about a shemachinim, is potter and everything. So if he didn't take this in hand, it was still there in the safe, and the ganovim stole it, or there was the earthquake, etc., then he's potter. But if he was shaleach yad, that he took it in hand, to go and put on his hand, on his arm, for a watch, and according to Beishama, even if he didn't take it in hand, he just had the machshava to take it in hand, or there was a dibur to take it in hand. That's enough that he was shaleach yad, and he's going to be chayiv on geneva, aveda, ointzin, all the whole gamut, the full gamut. Aha. That's according to Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel ain't chayv at sheish lot b'yad. No. You got to do an actual ma'isiv shlichus yad. Shenemar im leisholach yodoi b'meleches re'eu. Okay. Now we have a machloi between Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Omel Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Vali nemal called devar pesha, which sounds like even a dibur or even a machshava is enough. You got to do a shlichas yad with a maise. You have to take your yad and be shalech yad. If that's the case, why does the Torah say dvar pesha? So Gemara, shiyocho ain li elahu omli avdu shlucha minayit. So now Beis Hillel is responding to Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says, what do you do with alcohol devar pesha? Doesn't it sound like you don't have to have a shlichus yad biyodayim mamish? It's enough with a machshava or a dibur. Says Beis Hillel, I'll tell you. Shiochel, I would think ain't li ella who. It's only if he himself went and took the watch to put on his arm, and that's how he was shaleach yad. Omli abdul shluchim inai. When Amzav he told his eved or a shliach, hey shliach, come over here. I don't have time now. You see this watch? I want you to go and take this watch on my behalf. And the shliach picked it up. And then after that, it was stolen. Or there was an earthquake. Or whatever type of oinus that there was. What's the din? Tamaloyim al kol dvar pesha. So from that, says the Gemara, I see that by shlichus yad, also yesh shliach ledvar aveira. So I have now two parshiyos. One of me'ila, and one of shlichas yad, that yei shlich ledvar aveira. And since I have two of them, shnei ksum bam ke'echad, ein melamdim, and that's why kol ha'tere kula, ein shlich ledvar aveira, Only over here, you say, in these two cases, by Me'ila and Shlichas Yad, Yei Shlich L'Dvar Aveir. Now that's all good according to Beis Hillel. They use the Al-Kol Dvar Pesha to include Avdei U'Shluchai. Ela Beisham in the Mukmin La'ikrov in Machshava Kemaisa. Nalef, let's go and learn Minei. From where? From, not from Shlichas Yad. Shlichas Yad, I don't know the din of Shlich, only according to Beis Hillel. But let's learn from Me'ila that what, that Yesh Shlich L'Dvar Aveir. The reason is because in addition to Me'ila, I have another parsha, not the parsha of Shlichas Yad according to Beis Shammai, but I have Tvicho Mechira. What's Tvicho Mechira? That if a person has stole a shor or seh, as you know, normally if a person steals, he has to go and pay kefil. Here by shor v'seh, you have to pay dalad v'hei. But it's not enough just to go and steal. You have to be betovach u'mochar. That means either you shechted the shor or seh, or mochar, or you sold it to somebody else. In such a case, when you're caught, you have to pay dalad v'hei. So to Yomara, what's it din by tvicha mechira? There too, you sold it to someone else, or someone else shechted it. Meaning, as Yomara will explain momentarily, Mishum dehava meila tvicha mechir sheksum v'keach v'shem v'keach v'echad eim alamdim. Meila hodeh amarim, meila which we've learned already, chet chet mitruma, that yesh shliach ledvar aveira by meila. Tvicha mechir mahi, what's tvicha mechir? Amakra. It says in the Pasuk that a person stole a shor v'seh. Utvachoy oy mechoroy. Chamisha boki yishalem tachas ashor. Arba tzoyim tachas aseh. That's a din of dalet v'hei. Ma mechir al yedei acher. There's no way you can sell something unless there is a purchaser. So just like the mechira is only effected if there's someone else, after tvicha yidei acher, the tvicha means shchita, can also be done through somebody else. You don't have to do it yourself. That is, the ganef doesn't have to do it himself. He can have somebody else do it. And therefore, says the Gemara, that's how I see yesh shliach ledvar aveira by tvicha mechira. Or I have another raya, dveira bishmol tana. Oy, it says in the Pasuk, Tvachay Oy Mechari. You could have said Tvachay U Mechari. It says Tvachay Oy Mechari. Rabbi says, Shliach, that Shliach shall Adam Kemoisa. The Bechizki Tana, Tachas. The Rabbi says, Shliach. What is that, Tachas? Chamisha Vokar Yishalam, Tachas Ashur. Arbatoin, Tachas Ashur. From that Tachas, I learned the din of Yesh Shliach Lidvaravera. So bottom line says, Yimara, I have two Mekoirois of Yesh Shliach Lidvaravera. One is by Me'ila. The other is either by Shlichas Yad, according to Beis Hillel, or it's Tvicha Mechira, according to Beis Shammai. But since I have Shtei Ksum Bon Ke'echad, Ein Malamdin, that's why Kol HaTeira Kula, Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira. The exceptions to the rule are the Me'ila, the Tvicha Mechira, and the Shlichas Yad, that there you hold Yei Shlich L'Dvar Aveira. And this will stop over here at Boisai. And I want to wish all of you a good Kaventure. I see Brother Shai has a question. Brother Shai, you want to ask something?
Yeah, the Shochet then, what?